Hello and welcome back to the 18 Yards podcast. For today's episode, we're going to be previewing the upcoming season of the UEFA Champions League. As always, I've got Ali here with me. Ali, before we get into the Champions League preview and predicting the groups and a very, very early prediction for our contenders, winners and dark horses, let's get into the sort of top five of the week gone by. You know, club football has been back, had some good games, had some exciting moments, a couple of goals in the Madrid game. And I think this is something we can do every week. Before we record, we can have a chat about the top five, our top five of the week gone by. So I'll start with number five. I'll go with Jose Mourinho's run down the touchline when his team scored a 91st minute winner in his 1,000th game in charge. I think, you know, he's got Roma playing fantastic football. It's something that I didn't see often enough in Jose's Spurs, but he's got them playing some really good football. Tammy Abraham is looking like the second coming of Didier Drogba. He could have had a couple of goals last night as well, and they're looking really, really good. So what was some of the stuff that you liked this week?
You know, obviously I have to go with my favorite player scoring a hat-trick for my favorite team. You know, we were 2-1 down, you know, in halftime. A lot of people had given up hope on how Real Madrid going to fight back. But then came Karim Benzema. He scored a brace in the second half, scored one goal in the first half, scored a hat-trick. After so many days, he scored a hat-trick. And it's just nice to see when your talisman is scoring goals and if he's assisting. He's already got 9 goals and assists in 4 starts, which is brilliant if you ask me. Those are brilliant stats. You know, if he continues to play like this, especially with how improved Vinicius has been this season with his finishing, you know, he's been finishing really well. He's also scored 4 goals in this league. So yeah, obviously the 3 goals from Karim Benzema is the highlight for me in terms of Real Madrid. And I think it should definitely be on the list as a top 5 moment of the week.
Right. And moving on from La Liga, I'm going to bring it back again to the Serie A with Sandro Tonali's performance. I'm going to keep the Serie A theme for this top five for myself, because I mean, my Premier League weekend started with Spurs going down 3-0 to Crystal Palace, and I wasn't really interested after that. So I spent most of the weekend watching Premier League football. Serie A football, my bad. So yeah, Sandro Tonali put in a performance that I think has been coming for a while now. I mean, I've been singing his praises since he used to play for Brescia, and I've been really, really wanting him to perform at the top stage in the Serie A and put in that man of the match performance. And yesterday, I mean, he was phenomenal. He completely was running the game against Lazio. Lazio is not an easy team to play against. They've had a good start under Sarri. So, you know, I mean, a fantastic performance, and Milan also looking really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Ryan, I'm sorry, but you'll have to break your Serie A thing for this, because the moment of the week is just one moment, which I know what I'm talking about, right? Which you'll talk about next. So the second moment for me, I think, is you talked about the Spurs game. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about Edouard's debut for Crystal Palace. I mean, we knew that this guy has a lot of goals in him. He scored tons of goals for Celtic, but we didn't expect him to have such an impact in the first 5 minutes of his Premier League debut. I mean, he came on in the 84th minute, and after the game had finished, after 90 minutes were over, he had already scored 2 goals, which is something which is a debut to remember, in my opinion, considering the fact that it came against a City rival in Tottenham Hotspur, a team that is supposed to be better than Crystal Palace, but on that day got completely outplayed. And you know, that brilliant debut, 2 good goals in my opinion, definitely definitely an excellent moment in the past week.
Well, I mean, I don't have much to say about that, but finally to finish off the top five from the week gone by, I think I was going to talk about again about, because I've mentioned two teams from Italy, I was going to talk about the Serie A title race, but I think that can be left. That's not really a moment of the week. It's definitely something to watch out for this season. I said last season as well. I think it's the most open league in Europe this season. I think that you can say maybe five or six teams are in the conversation for the title. But I think the moment of the week obviously has to be Ronaldo's brace on his return to Old Trafford. And not just the brace and the performance and the atmosphere in the stadium, but the inevitability of it, you know. I mean, if you had, I'd been saying for the day or 2 days before the game that this guy's going to score a brace. You know, because it was so inevitable that there was no way that he was going to play and he wasn't going to score. You know, so, I mean, I think that was obviously great to see, I think, for most football fans. So that was my moment of the week. So, moving on from the week gone by, we're looking at the next 2 days where we have the Champions League restarting. You know, I think everyone's excited to hear that anthem play out again after a couple of months of not hearing it. Got some very exciting groups this time. It's looking like it's going to be a really, really exciting season. So let's get straight into it with Group A. Group A has Club Brugge, RB Leipzig, PSG and Man City. So Ali, we'll start with you. How do you have these four ranked as your predictions?
Oh, I think it's really, if you just look at the group, it's really easy to say which teams are going to finish top two. Even though Leipzig is a team that has surprised teams in the past, I just feel that Manchester City and Paris are just on another level this season with the investments they've made since 2017, both of them. It's going to be really, really tough between both these clubs as to which club finishes first. But for me, having a experienced, good manager handle egoistic team is obviously better than having, no disrespect to Pochettino, obviously I feel he's a great manager for a rebuild. We just haven't seen him manage a team as good as Paris Saint-Germain before. Especially now that they've added Messi and Donnarumma and Ramos and all these players into the ranks. So I believe that might be one of the shortcomings for PSG in this group. But I feel, and that is why I feel, you know, City will nick PSG for the top spot. PSG will obviously come second. Leipzig will come third. And Club Brugge, they were whipping boy of this group. They'll come fourth. And unfortunately, I'll be surprised if they even manage to get a point from this group. Maybe against Leipzig, but it'd be surprising if they get anything on the point sheet.
I think I'm not going to get into talking about the teams throughout this episode. I'm going to let you talk about the teams, and I'm going to come in with my predictions and some of the players, unorthodox or young players, that I think people should watch out for in the Champions League this season. So my predictions are similar to yours. I've got Club Brugge fourth, I've got Leipzig third, I've got Man City second, which is the difference from your prediction, and I've got PSG first. I think the difference here for me is simply that PSG have the experience and European pedigree to sort of, I think, be the overwhelming favourites in this group. And I think Pochettino and the club have brought in players that suit his philosophy and his playing style. So I think PSG is looking really, really good this season. In terms of players to watch out for, from PSG, I've got Nuno Mendes, who moved from Sporting to PSG very recently. He's a young left back. I think he's going to be one of the best, if not the best left backs in the world in the future. I think he's so essential. It was so essential for PSG to top off this transfer window with getting a flying fullback that could complement Hakimi on the other side and really complement that Pochettino system. From Leipzig, I've got Dominik Szoboszlai. Again, another player I've mentioned on the podcast a couple of times. He used to play at Salzburg and he's moved to Leipzig now. Fantastic player. creative, and he can really fill that hole that Marcel Sabitzer has left now that he moved to Bayern. From Man City, obviously, I've highlighted Ferran Torres as their new number nine, who can really make the difference for them in terms of goals. And from Club Brugge, I've got Owen Otasowi, who played at Wolves last season for a bit, made only 6 or 7 appearances, but he's one to look out for. So that's our predictions for Group A. Group B has AC Milan, Atletico, Liverpool, and Porto. Ali, how do you rank these?
A lot of people, when the draw was made, a lot of people said that, you know, Manchester City, PSG, and leveling in the same group, that's a group of that. But, you know, in my opinion, Group B is the group of that. If you look at all the four teams, Atletico Madrid, Liverpool, Porto, and AC Milan, all these four teams have excellent European pedigree. They have good experience in the competition, not so AC Milan recently, but especially Porto, who reached the quarterfinals last season with a surprise victory over Juventus. Atletico Madrid, who reached the final a couple of times, with semi-final a lot of times. And obviously Liverpool, who have been past champions on 6 occasions. So I think this group is really, really interesting, and really, it's going to be really, really intense as to which team wins this group. But keeping all my biasness aside, because I'm really started to hate Atletico Madrid since last season, but I feel they've added excellent players in their team in the summer transfer window. They have excellent squad depth. That is a place that Liverpool really lacks in squad depth, which Atletico have in great quantity. They have some excellent players. They have a good manager. I think Atletico Madrid will win the group. Jurgen Klopp is a great manager. He's done wonders for Liverpool. But Liverpool will come second. Might be a close race between first and second, almost what we've seen in F1 between Max and Hamilton. Might get as close as that. But I think it's going to be Atletico Madrid first, Liverpool second, and Porto versus Milan. Honestly, I like both of these clubs. I would want them to do well. But I'm really... it'll be unfortunate that AC Milan, after making a comeback in the Champions League after 9 seasons, are going, in my opinion, will come third in the group and go to Europa League. And it'll be unlucky because Porto will miss out.
Right. In terms of my predictions, I've got Porto in fourth, AC Milan in third, Liverpool in second, and Atletico in first. Now, my rationale here is very quickly that I think the first three teams will be very close together. I think AC Milan is a team here that has absolutely nothing to lose. They're a young team playing fearlessly under Pioli. They're playing some champagne football. They're looking fantastic. And I think they could really surprise some people. But again, I think Atletico Madrid have the strongest squad out of these four teams. So I think Atletico should get first pretty comfortably.
Yeah.
But the fight between first and third can go right down to the wire. In terms of players to watch, Porto has Luis Diaz, who a lot of teams from the Premier League and around Europe looked at over the summer, someone to bring in. He's an explosive forward who's one to watch out for. I initially, obviously, before yesterday's game, I would have had Harvey Elliott as Liverpool's player to watch out for. But since he got injured, I'm going to put Curtis Jones up until Elliott's back from injury. From Milan, like I spoke about before our predictions, I would have Sandro Tonali. But there can be so many players from Milan. You know, Ficarra Tomori, Sandro Tonali. Raheem Diaz has had a very good start to the season. Rafael Leao had a very good game the other day. And from Atletico, I've gone with Matias Cunha. So a lot of good young players in this group. And I think this is the group that I'm looking forward to the most. So I think we've got pretty much the same predictions for this group as well. In Group C, we've got Sporting, Ajax, Besiktas, and Dortmund. I think this group is not as balanced as maybe the first two. For me, I've gone for Besiktas in fourth, Sporting in third, Ajax in second, and Dortmund in first. For Besiktas, I think Pjanic has just moved there after his really, really terrible and torrid spell at Barcelona. So I think he'll have a point to prove. Sporting have Palinha, who's a you know, a very good defensive midfielder. Again, someone a lot of top European clubs looked for this season, this transfer window. Ajax has Ryan Gravenberch, who, I mean, in my opinion, is going to be one of the best midfielders in the world in the next years to come. And for Dortmund, I've gone with Daniel Malen, who's moved from PSV to Dortmund just this window as well. I think, you know, you could have gone for Giovanni Reina, Jude Bellingham, Erling Haaland. They've got so many good young players, but I think Daniel Malen will really fill Jadon Sancho's boots now that Sancho's moved to United. So what are your predictions for the group?
Yeah, I mean, I the same as yours. I mean, Dortmund are just too strong for the other teams in this group. They have a machine in their ranks. Erling Haaland, he's top scorer in the Champions League last season with 10 goals. He scored 10 goals the season before that. And, you know, given the teams that he's facing, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets 10 goals in group stages again. Second positions, I think it's going to be tough between Sporting Lisbon and Ajax because, you know, Ajax, even last season, they weren't looking really great in the Champions League. But, you know, last season was a different story. This season will be a different story. So, I agree with you, Ajax, because of the experience that they've had in the competition, the players that have already played in the competition, players like Tadic, Gravenberch, who was there last season, didn't feature much, but this season he's become an integral part to the team. Ajax will come second. Third, Sporting Lisbon, and obviously Turkish teams don't do well in the Champions League. Galatasaray have also struggled. I don't think Beşiktaş will be able to do much in this group. They'll come fourth.
Right. Moving on from Group C, we've got Group D. And I think you'll be excited to talk about this. So I'm quickly going to get my predictions out of the way because there are, I mean, I'm going with one player from each team and I don't have anyone from Sheriff or Shakhtar to mention. So the players to watch out for in this group would probably, in my opinion, be Joaquin Correa from Inter Milan and Camavinga from Real Madrid. My predictions are Sheriff in fourth, Shakhtar in third, Inter in second, and Real in first. But I do think that the fight between Inter and Real will be very interesting to watch this season.
Yeah, I mean, this is exactly the same group as Madrid and Inter and Shakhtar had last season. The only difference is instead of Borussia Mönchengladbach, which they had last season, they have Sheriff Tiraspol. So it's exactly the same teams. But obviously, there have been a lot of changes in all three teams. Inter Milan, on paper, they look weaker, having lost Lukaku, Hakimi and Conte. They've made some good replacement signings. But I don't think they're as good as they were last season. And even last season, with the team that Inter had, and with the injuries Madrid had in the season, Madrid still managed to beat Inter twice in the group stages. And even Shakhtar managed to draw with Inter twice. And Inter finished fourth last season in the group, which is really disappointing for a team like Inter. But this season, you know, they tell you what doesn't... You're always stronger after every lesson. So Inter have learned their lesson last season. They'll be stronger this season in the Champions League. I don't expect them to give much fight to Real Madrid, considering how well Real Madrid is attacking, you know, players like Vinicius Jr., Karim Benzema have been in top form. New signing, as you said, Eduardo Camavinga is so exciting. He's such an exciting prospect. He scored in his debut last night within 6 minutes of his debut, which is brilliant. You have experience in Modric. You know, Real Madrid is just a complete team even without Mbappe, which is a discussion for another time. So I feel that Madrid will be too strong for Inter. Madrid will win the group. Like I said, Inter Milan would have learned from their mistakes last season. Inter will finish second, third Shakhtar Donetsk, and Sheriff, even though they have had a fairy tale story to reach the Champions League in the first place, they have nothing to lose. This is the biggest win the club has ever had in the entire history. You know, kudos to Sheriff for reaching the group stages, but I think that's where the journey will end. They will finish fourth. If they even manage to get a few points out of this group, I think everyone should be proud of this team and everyone should celebrate each and every goal this team scores in the Champions League, because these kind of stories is what makes football the sport that it is today.
Right. Obviously, that's, I think, a team that everyone should keep their eye on. It's a very, like you said, a very interesting story. And if they manage to get something against any of the big boys, it's a massive, massive achievement for them.
Yeah.
Moving On to Group E, there's Dynamo Kiev, Bayern, Barcelona, and Benfica. Obviously, the key fixture here being the replay of the 8-2 from a couple of seasons back. Barca will be looking to get revenge, but I don't think that's possible for them. I think they're probably a worse outfit now than they were when they lost 8-2. Luckily for them, Bayern isn't as good as they were back then. But I think Bayern's going to be pretty comfortable in this group. Well, what do you think? What are your predictions?
It's a very easy group to call, you know. Barcelona are just weaker than they were last season and the season before that. They're just a weak team, in my opinion, now. Bayern, I mean, apart from the super teams of PSG and City, I think Bayern are the biggest contenders in this year's Champions League. They'll walk through this group. They'll get 18 points. Barcelona, maybe looking at Benfica and Dynamo Kiev, should get 15 points, but being Barcelona, I expect them to falter in one or two games. But I think Barcelona will qualify second. Third place will be interesting. Both Benfica and Dynamo Kiev are Europa League teams. You get what I'm saying, right? These teams have been constant in the Europa League for a lot of seasons now. They've faced this kind of competition before. They'll have a good fight. I think Benfica will come third and Dynamo Kiev will come fourth. But it can go either way. Dynamo Kiev can come third and Benfica can come fourth. I just can't decide between these two teams.
My prediction is exactly the same as you. Dynamo Kiev in fourth, Benfica third, Barca second, Bayern first. Players to look out for: Jamal Musiala from Bayern, Pedri from Barca, who's going to be very key for them and anything they want to achieve this season. And from Benfica, I've gone for Darwin Nunez, who's a forward, again, a very exciting forward to watch.
Yeah.
So definitely one to look out for. Moving on to Group F, Cristiano Ronaldo's group, Manchester United's group. We've got Villarreal, Young Boys, Atlanta, and Manchester United. My predictions are Young Boys fourth, Villarreal third, Atlanta second, and Man United first. Players to watch out for: I think Scott McTominay, when he's back from injury, is going to be very key for Manchester United. I think the defensive midfield position is the only position where they're sort of struggling a bit. So I think he's going to be key to them solidifying that position. From Atlanta, I've gone for Matteo Pessina. He was really, really good at the Euros. Made a lot of substitution appearances. Scored two goals as well. From Villarreal, I've gone for Juan Foyth. Can play centre-back, can play right-back, can play left-back, can play CDM. He was integral in their run to the in winning the Europa League last year. He was on loan from Tottenham at that time, and now they've signed him on a permanent. So they'll probably be hoping that that signing comes through.
My predictions are a bit different than yours. Not entirely, but a bit different than yours. Obviously, United, in my opinion, will top this group. They have Mr. Champions League in their ranks now. There should be no question about it. They should win this group easily, in my opinion. 18 points, they should get, in my opinion. Now, second is where I have a different prediction than yours. Is that I believe Villarreal will come second in this group because, you know, Spanish teams just have this tendency to just do well in the group stages. I mean, in the past, we've seen Spanish teams like Sevilla, Valencia beat teams like Chelsea and on the group stages. So I don't see Villarreal to be any different, considering they have an excellent manager. They have a pretty amazing squad, you know, with Gerard Moreno being their talisman and Pau Torres being the rock-solid defender at the back. They have a good all-round squad, They have the winning experience. They won the Europa League last season and they'll be going to the Champions League with even more hopes. And I think Villarreal will come second, although Atlanta are an excellent team. I mean, Madrid faced them last season in the round of 16 and they managed to give us a good fight. And they beat Liverpool, if I'm not wrong, last season, right? Away from home at Anfield. They beat Liverpool at Anfield last season. And they almost managed to reach the Champions League semi-final last season. If not for Eric Choupo-Moting's last-minute goal for PSG. Atlanta, really exciting team. I wouldn't be surprised if Atlanta finished second and Villarreal finished third. But before the tournament begins prediction, I think Villarreal will finish second, Atlanta third. And young boys, I mean, they'll be the boys of this group amongst men, and they'll finish fourth.
Right. Moving on to Group G, I think this is the toughest group to predict, and it's also the most well-balanced group in the Champions League. I think from this group, all four teams could go through. But personally, I've gone for Salzburg in fourth, Wolfsburg in third, Lille second, and Sevilla first. I think Sevilla will get this comfortably, and the battle for second place will be really tough between Wolfsburg and Lille. Wolfsburg obviously have had a perfect start to the season, 12 points from out of the 12 that they could have possibly got. Some players to watch out for from Wolfsburg is Wout Weghorst. Salzburg has some good young players. They're always a good team to churn out young stars. I think their next one is Karim Adeyemi. He's a midfielder for them. Lille has their talismanic striker in Burak Yilmaz. Anybody who heard any of our Euro previews will remember me talking about him. Unfortunately, he didn't do much at the Euros, but he's really good for Lille. And for Sevilla, I've actually gone for Eric Lamela because he's had quite an impact there. He's already scored 3 goals. I think got one assist as well. And he's looked really, really good. And he's that sort of player that suits European football, that suits Spanish football. So I think he's a player to watch out for from Sevilla.
Right. Yeah, I mean, my winner of this group is the same as yours. I think Sevilla will win this group easily. But I think Wolfsburg will finish second. Like you said, they've had a perfect start of the season. Weghorst is an excellent striker. You know, he's tall. He's one of the guys you want in the box when you're crossing the ball, when you're passing the ball in. He will get a few goals in this group. I think Wolfsburg will finish second. Lille haven't had the best of starts this season. They got thrashed by their ex-manager against Nice. I think Lille will finish third in this group. And Salzburg, even though they have good youngsters, I don't think they have the squad to reach the later stages of the Champions League. They couldn't do it with Erling Haaland, even though he scored 10 goals in the league that season, in the group stages that season. It's still an exciting team to watch out for because of talent that they produce. But I think Salzburg will finish fourth.
I think it's interesting to see this one who comes second rather than who comes first here. Now, moving on to Group H, we've got Malmo, Zenit, Juve and Chelsea. And that's exactly how my predictions go. Initially, I was like, maybe Juve will do well, but just seeing how they've started is just scary. It's really not looking good for them. I've gone for Moise Kean as the player to watch out for from Juve. I was thinking of going Chiesa or Locatelli, but I think Moise Kean is going to be the one who replaces the goals that Ronaldo brought to that team. Chiesa is obviously going to be the man, the big star from that team, but I think Kean will be the guy who gets the goals, and I think he'll be pretty successful for them. From Chelsea, I've got Mateo Kovacic, who's playing this amazing new role under Tuchel and looking really good in it, scored at the weekend as well. And from Zenit, I've gone for Iranian striker Sardar Azmoun. I don't really have anybody from Malmo, so Ari, I'm gonna let you go ahead with your predictions for this group.
Exactly the same as yours, and exactly the same way the group has been panned out by UEFA. Chelsea will win this group. I mean, Chelsea, in my opinion, are one of the contenders for the entire thing. They are one of the best teams in Europe at the moment. Solid, solid defense, great attack, excellent midfield by midfield of Kovacic and Jorginho and Kante. Chelsea are clear favorites in this group. They'll win it. Juventus will come second, not because they have been in good form, only because the other two teams just aren't as good as Juventus and Chelsea on paper. Like you said, Juventus have had a torrid start to the season. And they have lost Ronaldo, who was their X factor in most of the games last season. Juventus will finish second, but I don't see them going deep into this competition. Zenit St. Petersburg will finish third. They have Malcolm, who was in Barcelona for a year. They have Osman, Iranian, good striker. Zenit will finish. And they have a good Twitter page. Always good to go to a Twitter page. Zenit will finish third. They'll go to the Europa League. And Malmo, I don't know much about this team. which says a lot. They haven't been in the Champions League a lot of times. They are a very new team, and they'll I think they'll come fourth easily. But Chelsea, Juve, Zenit, and Malmo.
Right. Ali, very quickly before we end the podcast, I'm going to ask you for three things. I'm going to ask you to name one or two dark horses for this Champions League season, your top three contenders, and who you think will be the winner of the tournament. Obviously, you can name the winner and then three contenders separately. Let's start with the dark horses. For me, I've gone with either one of Inter Milan or AC Milan. I think one of these teams will do well in the Champions League. I would have liked to say AC Milan, but I just see AC Milan's path out of their group is so much tougher that I don't want to say AC Milan and they end up not going, getting out of the group. So I think it'll be one of those teams. I would say look at the Italian teams as dark horses. Because, I mean, Juventus have got so many problems, and without Ronaldo, I would put them as dark horses, but I'm not convinced by Juventus with regards to anything right now. But I think Allegri is a really, really good coach, and they could also later on, if they get out of this group, which I think will be fairly easy for them, come February, they may be looking like a different unit. So I've gone for Inter Milan, AC Milan, and keep an eye on Juventus.
If I had to pick one dark horse, I'll go with Villarreal. I mean, I really like the team. I really like the manager, the way he sets up his team. You know, when he wants to attack, he can attack with Gerard Marino scoring tons of goals. When he wants to defend, like he did against United in the Europa League final last year with Pau Torres, Foyth, and Pareo, you know, floating in between the midfield and Coquelin. I think they have a great team. I think Villarreal, if they get out of the group stages, and, you know, after that, it just depends on luck, right? Which team you draw and which team you don't draw. But if Villarreal get out of the group stages, I think they can give a real fight to most of the teams, most of the top teams, obviously not the likes of PSG, City, but they can give a good fight to teams like United. And it depends on luck, whichever team they draw. But I think if luck is on their side, I think Villarreal is a team to watch out for. I think they have the potential to go deep into the competition. They can easily reach the quarterfinals and the semifinals.
Right. And in terms of contenders, who are your top three?
I think the group A has two of my biggest contenders in City and PSG. Like I said, I don't see PSG winning the Champions League. Partly 50% of it might come down to because I hate the club so much. But 50%, if I have to think logically, I've said how it's tough to manage so many egos in one squad. And I just don't see, no disrespect to Pochettino, but I don't see Pochettino being able to, you know, control that squad, control all those egos, all those leaders in one squad. So PSG is one contender. I don't see them winning. Manchester City have a good shot at winning this year's Champions League. But it all comes down to what Pep thinks during match day, right? I mean, they could have won the Champions League final last season, but one stupid managerial error cost them the entire tournament. So City, even though have a good squad, it all depends on Pep Guardiola. And I have two more teams in my mind. One is Chelsea. They won it last season. You know, no one believed they could win it this, last season. They won it last season. They're only better this season with Lukaku. They have the best defense in Europe, in my opinion. They have an excellent striker in Lukaku. I think Chelsea are serious contenders to go back-to-back this season, especially the way Tuchel's been making them play. And another might be a surprise contender, but I'd go with Atletico Madrid. Like I've already said on this podcast, they have great squad depth. You know, they have Cunha, they've added Griezmann to an already interesting strike rate. They have Cunha, Griezmann, Suarez, Angel, Correa, these four brilliant players just for two positions. Then they've added Rodrigo De Paul. They've always considered to be a solid defensive unit with Oblak leading the way in goal. And Simeone has won everything except the Champions League. He's fallen short twice to the same team, Real Madrid. I think this might be the season Atletico Madrid go all the way. But yeah, I mean, we have a lot of good teams that I have not named. So I think this might just be the most interesting Champions League we've seen in the last 2 to 3 years.
I'm in full agreement with you. And even for me, I've gone for four contenders outside the people, the club I'm predicting as the winner. I've gone for Atletico Madrid. I've gone for Manchester City. I've gone for Bayern Munich, and I've gone for Chelsea. I think you spoke about Chelsea, you spoke about City, you spoke about Atletico. So I'll talk a little bit about Bayern. I think they've got one of the best young managers in the world. They've gone and got Sabitzer, who's so versatile, so good, so useful for any top club. And they've gone and got... I've completely blanked on his name. The Leipzig centre-back from last season.
Upamecano.
Upamecano, who's also one of the best players in his position, best young players in his position in the world. So those are my contenders. And finally... for the winners, I've gone for PSG. I just think that this squad has so much quality, so much depth, and they've got a difference maker, the GOAT, in Messi. I think if United's squad was slightly deeper, then I would have put United in this conversation, especially because they have Ronaldo. And I think it's only fair to put PSG in here. I just really believe in the manager, and I like the squad that they've assembled. So I do think that they will end up winning the Champions League.
I agree with you. I think PSG have a great squad, but let's see how they perform, man. I mean, I just don't like the club.
Right. So that's it from us for this evening. We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. Send us in your thoughts, your predictions for this Champions League season. Who do you think are going to be the good players to watch out for? What are the games you are watching this week? As always, let us know your thoughts. Ali, thank you for joining. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Stay safe, guys.